This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Videos displaying how Planned Parenthood altered specimen abortions to make them illegal procedures have been taken from David DeLayton. The head of the Center for Medical Progress says Democrat Kamala Harris, whose election has relied on donations from Planned Parenthood, essentially stole the videos by ordering a raid on DeLayton and seizing the video work created in the citizen journalists' investigations of Planned Parenthood. Poland is up in arms over abortion. Over the years, while politicians have avoided the topic, loopholes in Polish law have been systematically opened by those practicing abortion. Now, after details of one botched abortion was made public, it seems the entire nation is demanding a complete ban on all abortions. Even 100 journalists last week signed a letter backing the action. Meanwhile, in the U.S., abortion activists are demanding Indiana reverse recently passed law and allow abortions done for racist and sexist reasons or to eliminate children with anticipated disabilities. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. As Hillary Clinton is now acknowledging how her political positions deny rights to unborn persons, abortion survivor Melissa Odin is offering fuel against Clinton's arguments. The abortion survivor, who has addressed Congress, tells eloquently of how her rights were abrogated in abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.